Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. Say, are you seeing signs of October 31st all around you? I've noticed already this year seems to be a lot of attention on horror, spookiness, the thrills, the chills of Halloween, All Hallows Eve. October 31st, it's building. This has become such a huge holiday in our country, in our culture, and much more than it ever was before. I think that's a sign of some things that are going on in our culture. And I want to tell you, I've always been fascinated with October 31st, not because it's Halloween, but because it's Reformation Day. It's the anniversary, of course, of the day when Martin Luther officially took action that led to the full-blown Reformation, Protestant Reformation, when he nailed the 95 Theses on the castle church door in Wittenberg, Germany, October 31st, 1517. By the way, that ties to Halloween in a very interesting way. I won't tell the whole story right now. But you know, I kind of get a chill down my spine when I hear people start talking about Halloween and October 31st, not because I share in their love of the gloom and the gore of Halloween, but because I have such a love and a fascination with the truths and the riches that were rediscovered in the Reformation and just the history of that time. And so when I see people getting excited about Halloween, I get excited sort of to piggyback off their excitement, because we have something so much greater than just scaring each other, being frightened by the horrors of Halloween. We can put away all that darkness, all those ghosts and goblins and ghouls and spirits. We don't need any of them. We have the gospel message that is reclaimed through the Reformation. And it's the message of Habakkuk 2:4. The just shall live by faith. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, Romans 1, the just. Galatians 3, shall live. Hebrews 10, by faith. So I love October 31st. I love this time of year, but not for the reasons most people would think of. I love the history, the meaning, the teaching, the story of the Reformation. And it just gives me almost goosebumps to think about it. I don't know if I'm communicating very clearly why and how, but I've been fascinated with this since I was a little kid. I went to Lutheran grade school, heard the stories from the earliest days of the Reformation, and I'm thrilled by it. And Lord willing, I'd love to even come to your church and teach about the Reformation. It's become a passion of mine. We went to Germany 3 years ago to celebrate the 500th anniversary and to tour the sites of the German Reformation. And I have lots and lots of pictures and slides, and I love to teach and preach and talk about the Reformation. And I'm really fascinated with that period in history, and also how our dispensational understanding of the Bible developed out of the literal interpretation that began again to be implemented in the Reformation. So those things just excite me. And I thought I'd share that with you today as we're getting ready and approaching October 31st. Don't be scared, but turn in faith to Christ alone, by faith alone, by grace alone, in Christ alone, by the Scriptures alone, and for the glory of God alone. Well, just a little thought for you today about this season of the year and my fascination with the Reformation. Thanks for listening. God bless you.